Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's do Fan Friday with the Premier League season now upon us. Let's link up with Mickey and Jay. Morning to you, fellas.
Morning, chaps.
Morning, boys.
Right, got them both on board. Been asking all sorts of people this morning, well, all week, in fact, about their top fours. And one thing's come to light. No one seems to be consistent in their idea of what's going to happen in the top four of the Premier League. Let's start with you, Jay. It's surprising, really. I've had shouts from Jonathan Northcroft about Arsenal, Tony Scott about Manchester United, others saying City are going to romp it because the money they've spent. What's your feelings on how it'll pan out?
It's obviously going to be tough, isn't it? Because, I mean, there's six clubs really going for the top four places. And, you know, as we've seen last year, I mean, Manchester United and Arsenal missed out. And it was the first time, probably, well, for 20-odd years, wasn't it, that Arsenal had missed out on the top four. But I just think they'll miss out again, to be honest. I mean, they've strengthened with Lacazette, haven't they? And obviously they got the new boy at the back, didn't he? Kolasinac, who scored in the Community Shield at the weekend. But I just think they're still weak in certain areas for me, and I think they'll miss out again, to be honest. And, you know, the Europa League, it's a tough competition. You play a lot of games, and, you know, I think it'll take its toll on them just as much as the Champions League campaign did, to be honest, last season and the seasons prior. So I just think Arsenal will miss out again, to be honest. But I do think Manchester United will get into the top four this coming season because, you know, they've signed Lukaku and he's guaranteed to score goals galore for them. For me, I think he'll probably get 30+, to be honest, which hurts to say that and admit that, but I think he will do. I also think Matic is a good signing as well. You'd have to question the reason why Chelsea have allowed him to go, but, you know, Conte didn't seem too happy with it, so he still sees that there's a player in him. So it's a strange one, really, to let him go, to be honest with you. But, you know, United will be a bit stronger. I still can't see them challenging for the title, though, genuinely. I do think that'll be out of Manchester City and Chelsea, to be honest. I think City probably have the edge because, you know, they've covered certain areas of the team that they struggled with last year, you know, the full-back positions with Kyle Walker and Benjamin Mendy as well. So I think they'll be a lot stronger, City, and I can only see them winning the title next season.
Right, so City to win it. Second will be...
I think Chelsea will come second.
Chelsea.
Then I think United will probably score more goals this season with Lukaku in the ranks. So I think they'll probably come third. And I think with Liverpool, I think we'll just about scrape fourth again. Which it's sad really in a way because we need to be pushing on. We need to be challenging for the title really. But it's going to be tough for us for the simple reason. We've got a European campaign, haven't we, as well? So we haven't really strengthened massively. I think Salah's signing's very good. But then we need Virgil van Dijk on board to shore that defence up a little bit more.
So maybe a season of consolidation in the league. Mickey, what are your top four? And obviously Everton, we've talked about it before. It seems like seventh is sort of a cemented place for them.
Yeah, I'd like to think that the seven teams going for those top four places, if I'm being honest. And I think it's going to be tricky for us, as I say, because of what Jay said there, the Europa League. You know, it brings its problems. But as I say, we've got a decent squad this year and hopefully we can add a few more to it to be able to cope with all the amount of games. Regarding the top four, I think it's going to be between the two Manchester clubs, I think. I think the Lukaku factor for United is going to sort of turn them into a top team. I think, you know, Jose's had a year now, hasn't he, to be there at United and to sort that, you know, his defence out. I think they were struggling as well, weren't they, really, sort of goals-wise. Although Zlatan played well, you know, he fizzled out, didn't he, towards the end of the season. And I think Lukaku is going to bring goals galore, I think, to United, and that could be the deciding factor. So I'm going to go for United to win it. I think City are going to be really, really strong as well. I think Chelsea will come third. I can't see Tottenham doing anything. I think the fact that their home games at Wembley, I think they're really going to struggle with that. So I can't see Tottenham or Arsenal doing anything this year. So I'm going to say that Everton are going to pip in that final fourth place with Liverpool mid-table as usual.
I'm glad you said that because I was going to pick you up on your point when you were saying you'd like to think Everton are involved in the top. Do you honestly believe it, though, at this stage?
I honestly believe it every year, Paul. Yeah, I think going into a new season as a fan, You've got to believe that your team's going to be right up there. You know, we've made some great signings, I think, this year. You know, our squad is stronger. I don't know if our first 11 is, though. I think losing Lukaku, you know, 25 goals a season, man, is really, you know, it's hard. He's going to be so placed. He's going to be hard to replace. But as I say, the window's not closed yet. And I've got a feeling Everton are going to do a little bit more business. And as I say, hopefully, you know, that we can definitely get into that top four.
So you believe that the squad is stronger for Everton. For Liverpool, if you look at their starting 11, how much stronger do you feel they could be this season? Or is the Van Dijk the big part of the jigsaw that will take them to the next level, Jay?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it, that we need Van Dijk. We needed the centre-half. We've been crying out for one, haven't we? You know, you look at last season, some of the sloppy goals that we conceded and the errors that we make leading up to goals and, you know, short pieces, we just can't deal with them still. That's certainly an Achilles heel for Liverpool. And, you know, going forward and scoring goals, there's not many teams better than Liverpool. We are a joy to watch. And we've added Salah now, haven't we? And his pace should, you know, blister and pace on the wing. And, you know, we've also got Mane still, we've got Firmino, we've got Sturridge, who, disappointing that he's injured again, and that's part and parcel of Daniel Sturridge. He's always going to get injuries, but, you know, he's a goal scorer, he's a match winner as well. So, you know, Coutinho's going to stay, we all know that. So, you know, Liverpool have got fantastic players when it comes to going forward. It's just keeping the door shut, isn't it, at the back. And, you know, if we get Van Dijk, it just changes the whole dynamics for me. I think we could genuinely challenge for the title, but, you know, with him not being on board at this moment in time, we are looking at consolidating. And as I say, you're probably looking at third, maybe fourth for Liverpool. But, you know, like I say, it's going to be tough because, you know, you can't really rule out Arsenal still, even though I just said before, you don't really convince me. They're still a top side with top players, and they've still got Alexis Sanchez at this moment in time as we speak. And as regards Tottenham, you know, they're a very well-drilled, well-oiled team, aren't they? You know, Pochettino is a fantastic manager, and people are saying they haven't really signed anyone this summer. But they didn't really need to too much for me because the squad's really, really sorted, isn't it? You know what I mean? They're really set. The only problem with them is, as Mickey's just alluded to there, they've got to play the home games this season at Wembley. Now, that's a massive factor, isn't it? Because last season they struggled in the Champions League and in European games because of that. And White Hart Lane was a fortress for them. And because of that reason, I just see them probably dropping out the top four. But like I say, I think Liverpool should consolidate and get in the top four this season.
If Liverpool have a really good Champions League run and Europe becomes a little bit of a, dare I say it, a priority, is there enough depth and strength to actually achieve on the two different levels? Or will the Premier League suffer a little bit if that happens?
Quite possibly, because I think Liverpool last year, we were a little bit threadbare in terms of squad, and it kicked into effect, didn't it, in the January time when Mane went to the African Nations, and then we got a little bout of injuries, didn't we, and Coutinho was out as well, and our form suffered really, because if you look back to last season, October, November time, Liverpool were genuinely in the title race. In fact, even on New Year's Eve when we beat Man City, I think we were 4 or 5 points behind Chelsea, and then we just dropped like a stone, and you know, we basically hung on at the end, didn't we, for the top four finish, which was a bit disappointing. So this summer, it was all about trying to strengthen the squad, but also getting that little bit of extra quality to go straight into the first team, so we could challenge on both fronts in terms of Europe as well as the league. And we just haven't really done it, have we? I mean, we've made 3 signings, and it's very disappointing, really, because we've really wasted time really on trying to get Keita. We've wasted time on Van Dijk really, and it's sort of like all your eggs in one basket, isn't it? Because we've got no plan B for Keita, we've got no plan B for Van Dijk, so it's either get them or don't get anyone. So it does leave the squad a little bit light, but you know, we have had the progress of Solanke, who I think it shocked a few people how good he actually is, and he's actually ready, I think, for the match day squad. Not necessarily to start games, but certainly in the match day squad. You know, Robertson's a good addition, but again, you know, he's still only 23, and, you know, he needs to brush up on the defensive side of his game. But like I say, Liverpool, Salah's a very good signing, but we're still a little bit light, and these next 3 weeks of the window, we need to get one or two more on board, I think, Steve.
Evertonians, Mickey, will be frustrated with the amount of time wasted on this Gylfi Sigurdsson deal. It's something that should have been completed ages ago. But he is needed, isn't he? His goals will be needed, I think, Mickey.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, it's going to be a combination. If we can get Gylfi Sigurdsson in and we can get a striker in, as in a target man, I think they're going to be, you know, them two together will provide goals. It has dragged on. You know, I think Swansea are notoriously difficult to deal with. They're holding out for 50 million quid, which, you know, we all know is ridiculous. But it's got to the point now where, you know, it's like a game of poker, isn't it? I think, you know, we can't sort of bluff anymore. The season starts, you know, starts today, doesn't it? Starts tonight. The player's unsettled, you know, which is never, ever good. You know, the player wants to go, he wants to come to us. I think he's been taken out of the Swansea squad, hasn't he? You know, which is no good to the player, no good for Swansea. The deal really does need to get done. And hopefully, you know, they can come to some kind of compromise very, very soon.
So, another striker needed. Well, you're talking about quite a high-end striker, aren't you? If you're talking about the number of goals that Everton do need to create.
Yeah, we need the focal point. You know, we've got a lot of sort of players that are very, very similar. We've got attacking midfielders. We've got a couple of number 10s there, you know, as in Rooney and Klaassen. But I just feel we need a big striker, someone that can hold the ball up. Not necessarily, a 30-goal-a-season man, but someone that can bring others into play, because that's where we're struggling at the moment. You know, we're going to get goals from midfield this year, but we need, as I say, we need someone who can hold the ball up. For me, if we can get Giroud, if we can get Giroud over the line, which I know is going to be very, very difficult, he'd be perfect. But I know it's something, hopefully, that Ronald Koeman's working on, but it's never easy, is it, you know, to try and get players in. And I think that the whole transfer window at the moment, hopefully they're going to look at it, because, you know, the fact that it goes 2 weeks over before the season actually kicks off is a bit of a nightmare, isn't it? It's a nightmare for teams, nightmare for players. But as I say, you know, we've still got 2 weeks, hopefully, to try and get someone in.
Mickey, there's a guy on social media who's just tweeted me who's laughing at your suggestion that Everton will finish fourth.
Yeah, I bet he's from Norway.
Good one, boys. What's the score going to be tomorrow, Mickey?
Yeah, hopefully, mate. You know, it's never going to be easy against Stoke. You know, they're going to sort of come in here, build a wall, I think, but hopefully we can get you know, start off with a win, and I'd take a 1-0, to be honest, Steve. A win's a win, first game of the season, because we've got quite a few tricky games coming up after that, so hopefully a win, and I'll take a 1-0, pal.
1-0, that'll be all right. Vicarage Road, Jay.
Well, you know what, I've been torn with this, because when the fixtures came out, I thought, oh, it's a nice, comfortable start, that away from home, but, you know, we should be going there and getting 3 points, and I still expect that to be the case, but because we've got a few injuries going into the game, you know, creativity-wise in the middle of the park, no Lallana, doubtful whether Coutinho's going to start, you know, Sturridge is injured again as well, and there's all a dilemma of left-back, isn't he, whether or not he's going to maybe start Moreno, which, you know, I'm not his biggest fan, he can't defend to save his life, but, you know, he had a decent pre-season, shall we say. But on that basis, because they've just signed Andre Gray, I know it sounds mad, you shouldn't be worrying about a player like Andre Gray, but he's caused us problems in the past, didn't he, last season for Burnley. So I do think we'll win, but I think it might be a little bit trickier now. But I think I'll go for a 2-1, my favourite scoreline. Start the season off with a 2-1 win.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.